As I was preparing to record this story, I must confess I amused myself with several different voices. It's actually a lot of fun when we give ourselves permission to play, when we give ourselves permission to embrace our inner young genius. This one says, have fun. This one says, enjoy this. Dear human being, don't get angry when I jump all over you when you come home. It's just joy. I'll grow old long before you, and I don't have time to waste in my life. That's why I want to spend every moment with you and get so excited whether you're gone for 5 minutes or 5 hours. Trust in me as I trust in you. I promise you won't be disappointed. Talk to me, even though I might not understand your language. The sound of your voice makes me happier every day. Cuddle me when I'm sad. Console me when I'm frightened. I feel secure in your arms. Let me come in when it's cold outside or there's a storm. I don't need a coat or a blanket, just your warmth. Don't get angry with me when I damage something at home. Sometimes I get really excited and might even knock over a vase. But I love you, and I don't do it on purpose. Every so often, let me run free to jump in puddles. Let me meet new friends to play with. Dogs, cats, or even bigger animals. I can get along with everyone. Teach me to be well-behaved and respectful. I'm happy when I learn something new and get to show it off. When I get old, love me more than the first day we were together. Perhaps I'm no longer a cute little puppy to play with, but I love you more than ever. You have your friends and your relatives. I only have you and my memories of how you treat me. If you give me your love and your trust, I will always be grateful. I'll be faithful to you and will always be your best friend. Even though I don't talk, watch my behavior and my tail, which wags when we're together. This is what I try to tell you all the time, especially with my eyes. Thanks for what you do for me. The love I feel for you is unconditional. Always your best friend. Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And as I contemplate the words, I can't help but think how some of this is easily translatable, not just to our pets, but maybe to our kids or our family, some of our friends. There's lessons everywhere. They're all around us. And I think there's probably lessons in the eyes of our pets that we miss on a regular basis. It was fun for me to share this story. I had a good time. I don't know about you. I even did Scooby earlier, which was kind of fun too. Anyway, this has been Bobby Kuntz, the Earth Hardest. I hope you enjoyed that, and thanks for listening. Until the next time.